Let's get into the staycation setup. This is where we catch cheaters live on your radio. Good morning to Zoe in Goodyear. Now, Zoe, you think that your man is cheating after who reached out to you? I mean, this might be this actual side chick that reached out to you, correct? From what I'm reading.
No. Oh. It's like the best friend of his other chick.
Oh, the best friend of the side chick. I read the email wrong. There was a glitch in there.
What is going on?
Okay, so the best friend is snitching on her friend, who might be the side chick.
Well, I think, good for her for saying, wait a minute, this is the same guy, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, but sucks, because evidently I'm the side chick, so... It sounds like they've been together for 2 years. Well,
The side chick. My bad. So, obviously, you didn't know you were the side chick.
No. Oh. If I knew, I would not be dating this person.
Right. All right. That's my bad. I read that wrong. Okay. Oh my goodness.
That's
okay.
Messy. Yeah.
So the girl who's in the relationship with this guy, her best friend gave you a heads up, like, "Hey, I think he's playing you."
Ooh. Yeah.
Jeez.
She reached out on my DMs, and I didn't want to respond, right? But who wants to respond to that? I was like, no.
Right.
Every woman ever? Yeah. What are you talking about?
I think you have to respond at that point. Do you call him, tell him off, and then just never talk to him again? Or, I mean, I'm wondering, why are you calling our show? Obviously, you think you're the side chick, and if you are, why just not leave him?
Because I want proof. So this girl did send me photos, and clearly... he's with somebody else, you know, but it's like, no, I need to know for sure. And we need to humiliate his ass, right? So what better way than to do it with you guys, you know? So you're proving it and you're giving me the opportunity to really humiliate him at the same time.
Do you know if his girl knows about all of this going down?
Well, she does, I think, now, because her best friend that reached out to me also reached out to her. So, yeah.
Jeez.
It's awful. It's such a mess.
This is a lot.
Double snitch aside.
I know.
For real. I mean, the best friend's a real one for reaching out, I guess.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want your best friend to reach out and say, like, hey, your guy's an asshole? Wouldn't you want to know?
Sienna's best friend would reach out and drag you.
Yeah, one of my friends is named Jackie Scrappy for a reason.
Yeah, she would drag you even if you did or didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
She don't need to know the truth.
I know.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be verified.
Yeah, she drags first, ask questions second. Yeah. Her drag race is a little different. Wow. Well, that just sucks that you find out this way. Were you at that point in the relationship where you would love this guy?
No, thank God.
Thank God.
It's been great, I thought. I mean, he really has treated me well. You know, he gives me nice things. We've gone on trips. I had no complaints until this.
Right.
I'm heartbroken, but I'll get over it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to trust the next guy, but it just sucks.
Yeah, it sucks when you find out you're sharing the dizzle. What?
Excuse me?
So subtle there.
Happens. So what Sienna's going to do is she's going to call up your man Carter and then offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And obviously the question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him who he'd like to bring on the free romantic stay, and then we'll find out who he says and how it goes down.
Yeah.
He's going to say your name if he's taking you on all these trips.
True.
Giving you all these gifts, you're about to be put on there.
Yeah, it's a great question, JD, because what if he says your name, Zoe? If he says your name, he's just taking care of his side chick. Why buy the milk when you have the cow at home?
Yeah. The cow's great.
Yeah. Cow's going to be there right in the farm.
Full of nutrients.
Yeah. He wants to take you to the liquor store.
She jumped in the game.
You saw that? What if he does say you? He's just proven that he was going to take you. You know what I mean?
He hasn't proven anything. I'm still going to have to ask him, what about the other one?
What's her name?
What about Emma?
Emma,
okay.
I was going to say, you sound like you've made up your mind, regardless of what he says. Mm-hmm. Even if he denies it, you sound like you've made up your mind.
Well, I mean, this girl sent me, like, receipts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And photos. So, I mean, I feel like I kind of have enough proof. I just really want to hear it out of his mouth.
Okay.
All right. Square up.
Fair enough.
Okay. Square up, then.
So even if he says your name, Zoe, you're going to be like, oh, you don't want to take Emma? You kind of bust him that way?
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. What else am I going to do, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's call Carter up next and bust him.
And by the way, the best friend is listening right now. So
she's
going to try and get Emma to listen, too.
I love
it. We're all in this together.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Carter?
Yeah, that's me. What's up?
Hey, Carter, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm not interested, thank you.
Well, Carter, I wanted to let you know that we want to put you in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package, so is that something you'd be interested in then?
What's the catch?
All we ask in return for this stay is a Google or Yelp review, and then that's pretty much it. It won't cost you a dime, and we'll take care of you for the weekend.
I guess. What do you need for me?
All right. Well, we can move forward. Carter, congratulations. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready, okay?
You said a note? For
yeah.
What now?
It could be sweet or saucy, and we're just going to place it in the room for your guest when you two arrive.
Okay. Like a note for my guest. Might be a little embarrassing, but could I do like a little softy note? Just put, I like when you scream my name.
Of course, I can definitely write that for you. Great use of the saucy note. That's written down for you, Carter. So just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
You need her name?
Yeah, so that way I can address the note as well. Put you two down for the reservation.
Emma?
How the did you think you were going to get away with dating two women at the same time?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Carter. One guess who that could be.
What is happening right now?
You're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Yeah, Zoe called us up. Someone gave her the heads up that she was a side chick and you're already in a relationship with Emma.
I'm confused. So there's no free stay at a hotel?
No,
I'm
idiot.
Confused.
No, you d***. There's no free stay. Your other girlfriend, best friend, reached out to me and told me that I'm a f***ing side chick. You've been dating both of us, and she sent me all the receipts.
How the f*** did she even get a hold of you, and why the hell is she...
Why do the hell does that matter?
Yeah. Crazy question to ask.
I don't f***ing know. You can ask her when you tell your other girlfriend that you're a piece of s***. And if you don't tell her, I'm gonna. And by the way, her best friend is listening right now, so we have all the proof. Nothing to say because you're finally caught. You can't get away with it. Are you kidding me? If this other girl wants to stay with you, I mean, that's on her. You.
Wow. You think I give a s***?
I mean, that's same energy.
Carter.
That's same energy, Jesus. Carter.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I don't think Carter cares as his side chick.
I don't want to hear you trying to get back together with me either.
Oh man. You got to hang up on this dude.
Let him cook. Let Carter cook.
He's in the kitchen.
I don't want to get back with you. Are you kidding me?
I don't want to get back with you. What is this putting me on the radio? What the hell is this You women are...
You're going to have no one.
I'll find another one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
I'll be fine.
Hey, Carter.
Keep cooking, brother.
Jesus. Okay. Well, we were going to let you know, Chef.
Oh, now you want to let him go? You don't want to let him keep cooking, Joey?
He burned himself.
Yeah. Oh, well, he hung up.
Oh.
Zoe, this guy didn't care. He kept the energy up that you're just a side chick because he invited his main chick.
I hope the best friend can hear all of this, so that way she can run back and tell her.
Yeah, God, he didn't even apologize. What the f***?
Oh, he wasn't going to apologize. He's got another one, too.
Is that all you wanted, was the apology?
No, it's not all I wanted, but I mean, I got what I wanted. He should be humiliated, and she's going to break up with him for sure.
Well, thank God you're out of that relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to risk it to get the best get. You got to hit them streets, girl. Summertime is coming.
Mm-hmm. You got to kiss a lot of frogs to get to your prince, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
He just stayed a frog. He didn't turn into no prince.
Yeah. He'd like to rub it. He'd like to rub it all over.